You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Goldhawk Fights Back for You on AM 740 Zoomer Radio. Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740 Zoomer Radio.
So if you were listening yesterday about this time, you know I was going through the painful exercise, or maybe not painful, but involved exercise of adding up all the number amounts, trying to figure out what the bottom line was on the true cost of moving those two power plants. And I had just figured it out at $640 million. And a few minutes after that, Mary sent me an email that came from the PC headquarters. And the headline on this news release was $640 million is what it's going to cost to move the two power plants. So I thought I better get Vic Fedeli on the line. He is the MPP for Nipissing. He's also the PC energy critic. Vic Fedeli, thanks for being here.
Good morning, Dale, and thank you for having me.
Well, I found it an amazing coincidence, and I stress it was a coincidence that separate from each other, we had come up with the same number, $640 million.
Great minds think alike. Now, of course, I don't know how you did yours. I had the advantage of having the secret liberal documents that I'm trying to comb through, which you know has taken days,
and that's 36,000 pages. Yeah.
Dale, I got to tell you, we found 5 million more.
5 million more?
Yes.
Well, that's chump change. Five million more.
Isn't it sad? But
yeah,
you're right. When you consider, as I do, 5 million. Oh, who cares about adding five more million?
Like
no one cares. A few years ago, a $5 million secret deal.
Oh, we would have gone crazy.
We'd go crazy. And I'll just let me take 1 second and tell you about the $5 million.
All right, so tell me about the five.
You remember on Mississauga, first Chris Bentley, the Minister of Energy, announced it's $180 million.
Yeah.
A few days later, Dwight Duncan, the finance minister, said, no, there's a $10 million deal. It's $190 million.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a $10 million deal. It's a $10 million plus five.
Oh.
They call the five a side deal. Now, the proponent wanted the 10 and the 5 put together as a $15 million, but the government said, no, we want to keep it off as a side deal, and we'll give you a contract for it. It's called a NUG contract, a non-utility generator contract. But in the document, somebody asks, do we need that?
Yeah.
Do we need the contract? Do we need the gas?
Yeah.
And the energy? And the answer was, well, no, we don't need it, but we got to give this guy $5 million more.
Oh, geez.
So now it's up to $645 million.
Okay, that means for moving the Mississauga plant, it's $195 million.
Yeah.
That's where the five comes up.
That's
plus the 40.
Documents.
Okay, well, let me go through this just to make sure that we're on the same page. I didn't have a look closely at the documents, but I was taking note and adding up various little things about it that had come out, little glaring points, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So $40 million for Oakville, $190 million for Mississauga, $210 million, I had noted, for new turbines in the relocated plant that will be near Napanee. Put a little meat on that bone, if you can.
Okay, so the $210 million is a check the government needs to write to TransCanada next week.
The operators of the new place,
The new place. These are for the turbines that were already bought, the old turbines that were bought to put in Oakville.
Yeah.
So they're actually going to buy the turbines. So someone on the other side will likely say, but hey, hang on a second. Those turbines have value, but yes, diminished value now. They're older, but they don't go into service for a few years. And nonetheless, the government would not have to write a check next week for $210 million if they didn't move the
If they hadn't moved them, right,
exactly.
Yeah.
So that's how that $210
But supposedly, in the government's defense, they say, oh, well, that money will come back to the people of Ontario over 20 years because they'll charge less for the electricity.
So the less is 15 point whatever cents a kilowatt hour.
Right.
I mean, for gas is almost zero today.
Yeah, well,
so
not much of a deal, is it?
Wind power, which is bankrupting the province.
Which at 14.
15.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah. We'll get it back. All right.
All right. So there's the 210. Now, let's add on another two. We're throwing these figures around. It's amazing. Let's add on another 200 million for the problem with locating the plants hundreds of kilometers away from where the power is really needed, in Sarnia and off in Napanee. $200 million for new high-voltage lines, right?
Okay, so to clarify that, yes, it's $200 million. But it's not actually to get the power from Sarnia to where they need it or from Lennox to where they need it. Those lines exist. This is to get the power within the region. So what we've discovered in the documents is that when they canceled Oakville, they said we will have to have a transmission solution. And that means we still need the power here. We've got to get it from somewhere else.
Yeah.
So this is not because they went to Lennox, it cost $200 million, but there is still $200 million in that, quote, transmission solution, and they call it additional transmission. This is an extra expense. If they located the plant in Oakville, they would not have to spend $200 million. That
so,
is
right.
an absolute fact.
Okay, now, so that adds up to a grand total of $645 million. Now, let's be clear about this. That's $640 million that we would not have had to pay had the plant stayed where they were originally planned. Is
yes.
that fair to say?
That's fair to say. And that $640 million does not give us even 1 megawatt of power.
That's, no, that's just
nothing.
That's on top of the $645 million will be all the extra expense. That doesn't include any building of new plants or anything like that. We're just talking about getting out of the old deals and into new deals.
That's right. The new plants are about $1 billion more. And this is another sore point
yeah.
because the plant that's awarded in Sarnia is sole sourced. So 300 and whatever million, no one knows how much of that is more cancellation fees, more side deals. How much really is for the plant? Because it's sole sourced, we don't know.
Yeah.
Oakville, it's $1 billion and change. Again, it's sole sourced. How on earth are you to know that in that $1 billion and change is not another side deal? And those are their own words, by the way, from the documents, side
yeah.
deal.
Side deal.
How do you know there's not another side deal? How do you know that there's more cancellation fees not built into that? It's just, here, have a contract.
The government people use things like side deals. It sounds quite nefarious, doesn't it?
Well, it is nefarious.
What an unfortunate title. Oh, we're going to have a side deal here.
It's a side deal because it really is done on the side. They've gone to great pains not to include that. Come on. Out of $640 million, you're worried about five. They've hidden, secretly hidden $5 million and not told anybody that that was part of the deal.
I laugh
for
sadly.
Five?
Yeah, I know. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. But if you guys had been in charge, you wouldn't have cited them there in the first place. Is that what you're saying?
That's what we're saying. So I was with the premier yesterday in Oakville. Can you imagine? He actually went to Oakville.
Well, I give
him hands and said, "Look, I didn't put the plants here like you asked me not to. I listened to the public." After paying $650 million.
Yeah, well, it's the latter part of the sentence. It's tough to swallow. It's like putting your head right in the lion's mouth to go all the way to Oakville and try to sell that story.
Yeah, well, it got sold.
Yeah.
You know, the press still run with the, it's $40 million. Is it $40 million? Chris Bentley himself in the Toronto Star said, this is a good deal for Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
How can frittering away $40 million for a cancellation fee be a good deal?
Well, Vic, I've been around for a few years, and I must say I've heard many politicians try to sell the most unlikely stories. This is just another one. But if you guys wouldn't have cited the plants right there,
yep.
where the heck would you have put them?
A couple of things. Number one, in a willing host community, some community that wanted the power. They wanted the gas plant. And number two, where we need the power the most. You want, and where there are transmission lines. So you would have done a proper energy-related decision, not a political decision.
Yeah, but every political party and every government has to be mindful of public opinion by the same token.
Yeah, but
don't you?
$650 million because you're mindful after the fact instead of during the fact.
Or mindful of hanging on to your seats, perhaps?
Well, there's a, Kevin Flynn's seat. You've got Charles Soussa's seat. You've got about 5 to 6 seats that were in jeopardy. And this was admitted under oath by Minister Duncan, Dwight Duncan. He said, well, we saw the polls. We reacted to the polls.
Yeah, well,
this was done on a napkin by a campaign team. Nothing to do with the Ministry of Energy staff.
Yeah, but you can't tell me if you gain power, if your party gains power, you're not going to be affected somewhat by polls. You will be.
Well, certainly you would hope that you will consult the people, unlike this government is doing, say, with wind turbines, that you'll consult the people in advance. And you can talk about it in advance. And you would cite something like a gas plant where there's a willing host community.
Okay, well,
a little bit of research, you can do it.
All right, but let's just dwell on that for a minute, because I had been told by, I was told by Brad Duguid back in the old days. I was told by a number of other hydro and electricity generating authorities that when you have a need for power, as we do in the GTA, you've got to put the generating plant as close to the need for power as possible. Otherwise, you're just blowing a lot of the energy and losing it in long, long transmission lines. Example, Napanee. Example, Sarnia.
I don't disagree with that statement at all. So that's why you have your Ministry of Energy people out there citing the best possible location in a willing host community.
Which,
you need to have a little to and a little fro.
Well,
this was just mandated down and then canceled at a cost of $650. Let me throw one more thing. What was interesting in these documents that we received, allegedly all the documents, you mentioned Brad Duguid's name. Now, he was the minister at the time of Oakville. There is not one document in 36,000 documents that has his name on it. Not one.
Mm-hmm.
No letter from him as minister, no direction, no decisions, no emails. How could you have 36,000 documents that are supposed to be every discussion on Oakville Power Plant? He was the minister at the time, not one.
Yeah.
We have found so far only three from Minister Bentley, none from the Premier's office, none from any parliamentarian. How unusual can that be that in 2 years only three letters were written about Oakville or Mississauga?
So your point is even after 36,000 documents, you haven't got it all?
No, of course we don't. And the ones we do have are heavily whited out. You've got even simple things like a PowerPoint slide. Two of the slides are whited out. The heading is there, but the body's been covered. Emails are half written and then covered, and you can see where they've covered it up, and then the rest of the salutation continues about 4 inches away.
Well,
there's
now assume
documents like that.
Assume there's an election soon in Ontario, and it's not beyond the realm of possibility. We all know that with a minority situation. Assume that the Progressive Conservatives form the government. Would the Progressive Conservative Party ever consider at that point finding yet again another location those two plants? Would you let the Napanee and Sarnia plans proceed?
Well, I've seen one of the documents is a, I call it a poison pill, if you will, with TransCanada. If they cancel a plant again, they get a $50 million fee.
Just like that.
They have locked this down. I'm looking at the contract used to be up on the website. If you go that and look at it today, much like the documents we received, it's whited out. It's blank.
But Vic Fedeli, you cleverly avoided answering my question. Would the government, would a PC government ever consider changing those locations now designated by the Liberals?
But I'm telling you, in one hand, what we've seen so far, if the TransCanada doesn't go through in Napanee, we see a $50 million penalty.
Yeah, I know you said
that.
That's
going to be wild.
You said that before. You're still not telling me if it's beyond all possibilities.
Who knows when the election is going to be held, though, and how far along the construction of that thing is going to be.
So, I mean, I guess what you're saying, if it's not that far along, if the election were theoretically sooner rather than theoretically later, it might well be that those plans could be changed if you could find what you would consider to be, in your party, a better way.
Well, I wouldn't say that. What I am saying is we'll always look for a willing host community. We'll look for generation transmission lines that are available. And we're always going to look to bring the price of energy to the consumer at the best possible price. I mean, that's so far what we have seen under 9 years of Dalton McGuinty, from the day he got elected to the 3rd of May this year, 4.3 cents a kilowatt hour is now 8.8 cents. Mm. Your bills at home have doubled. The industry's bills have doubled. That's why industries are leaving. So what we are saying is we need a comprehensive plan, and we have written our Path to Prosperity, our energy white paper, and there are about 13, in fact, there are 13 items in there that are gives a bit of a sense of where our party wants to go.
Willing host community are certainly words that ring hollow in many rural communities facing an onslaught of wind turbines, but I think we should save that for another day.
Any day you want to talk that through, I'd be delighted. You know that.
Thanks, Vic Fedeli, very much for your time.
Thanks, Dale.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Vic Fedeli. He's the MPP for Nipissing, and he is the PC Energy Critic.
Goldhawk Fights Back for You airs Monday to Friday, 11 to 1 on AM 740, Zoomer Radio.